So the idea that you could do archaeology on space had been raised a few times in the past. So James Dietz, who's a very famous historical archaeologist in the US, had mentioned the possibility of doing an archaeology of spaceships in, I think, 1977. Then there were a few other points where it became slightly visible. So in the 1980s, there was this little, it wasn't little actually, it was a movement in the US called modern material culture. And a number of very well-known archaeologists like Mike Schiffer started looking at how you would do an archaeology of the present and what you could learn about past societies by looking at present behavior. So, and there were a number of publications around this. So they didn't explicitly look at space, but they were precursors of the idea that you can do archaeology on contemporary material. After the 80s, that sort of seemed to die down a bit, and there were other things like Ben Finney, who was an archaeologist who looked at sea exploration and space exploration and was involved in SETI. So he wrote a number of things that weren't necessarily about the archaeology of human material stuff in Earth orbit or on the moon, but were contextualizing it within a sort of broader human cultural context.